Good morning and welcome to the Shop Local show on Colwyn Community Radio, where we promote the products and services provided by the local business community here in Conway Borough. On this week's show we will be talking to Tom, Izzy and Jane from the St Joseph's Food Bank, who have been closely working with Morrison Supermarket here in Colwyn Bay. Tom, Izzy and Jane, welcome to the Shop Local show on Colwyn Community Radio. Tom, Izzy and Jane, could you first tell us how you established the food bank at St Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Colwyn Bay?
Yes, back in July of last year, Father Frank Ryan, our parish priest, asked us to establish a small food bank to support the parents at St Joseph's Catholic Church, whose income was just above the level for free school meals, but who were still in relative poverty and struggling. And from that initial mission, things have expanded, because we quickly became aware of the need in the community for help and support for families and individuals struggling, and they have been coming to us since.
How have you communicated the food bank's existence to the local community?
Apart from our Facebook page, we also have done a poster campaign into surgeries, community notice boards, etc. It's on our parish website, the details, and of course word of mouth.
Word of mouth is the most important thing really, so that people know that when they come they're going to be treated well, they're not going to be judged, and we'll give them what they need.
Yeah. If someone comes along and they see that we're a very friendly group, and we're not judgmental, and there's not hundreds of forms to fill out.
No.
So they'll tell their friends who may be struggling, and we can help them too.
Lovely, thank you. When is the food bank open, and how can people access the food parcels you provide?
We open from 10 till 12, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday each week. Outside those hours, people call to the presbytery, the priests have food parcels to hand if anyone's in need of emergency help. You can also contact us by phoning the presbytery directly, email office@stjosephsrcc.org.uk, message our Facebook page, St Joseph's Community Connect is the name, and you will be helped immediately.
Lovely. How did you establish your link with Morrison's, one of our local supermarkets here in Colwyn Bay?
Our friends at Cairn Bay informed us that the community champion at Morrison's was seeking out groups that were helping through the pandemic. So we informed them of our existence, and they have been phenomenal in their support ever since.
How did Morrison's support your food bank at St Joseph's?
Morrison's have a trolley set up so people can donate, and what they've started doing, they set up parcels with food items or toiletries that we need, so people can buy them and just take them as they go through the checkout. It makes it much easier that way because you're not thinking of what to donate. They also donate pallets of food of any items that we might need, and in particular if we're low on items.
Like we were low on milk, and we let them know, and they gave us so much milk, it was amazing really. They're very good.
Wonderful, thank you. Tom, you gave me a detailed breakdown of the wonderful variety of food parcels you provided for families in our community. Could you tell our listeners about this wonderful provision you have created?
Certainly, Jane.
If you come along to our food bank and if you know what you need, we can give you exactly what you want. So for that reason, we encourage a shopping list almost.
Yeah.
So we're not giving you items you don't need.
No, and if people come along and they come in person, they tell us what they need, what they want, and we prefer that to just giving them. We have to give food parcels to people not chosen if we're delivering them. But otherwise, we let people have what they need.
And if you've got any preferences, such as dietary requirements, if you're allergic to something, if your children just won't eat something, then if you just let us know when you get in contact with us, then we can sort that out for you.
We also have to give to people who are homeless or maybe just have access to a kettle and we have to consider that when we're doing a food parcel for them.
That's wonderful, thank you so much. How many families have benefited from your food bank over the last 6 months?
112 in the last 6 months, and in the last week 17, which of course includes individuals and families of all sizes.
We have individuals that may come every week, or we might have to just do a one-off food parcel. If you just communicate your need with us, then we can work with you to help you.
Have you received any financial support to help your work at St Joseph's, and how has this support been utilised?
We've been very fortunate to receive two grants from the Borough of Colwyn Town Council, which we're very grateful for. Initially to help us with the refrigeration in the food bank, to create a build a shed for the overspill, and now at the community centre, not only for freezers, pat testing, etc., but for deep cleaning in preparation at our community centre for reopening, and our food bank will be moving there.
Lovely, thank you. Tom, Izzy and Jane, how do you see the St Joseph's Food Bank expanding its activities within the community over the next 12 months?
Sadly, it will have to expand because there's more and more people falling into poverty. So we will expand while we need it.
We're also planning on hosting some coffee mornings, just so people can come for a chat or a listening ear. We find a lot of the time people just need a chat as well as the food, just to keep them going.
And we also deliver food, so we're able to contact people actually on their doorsteps. People who can't get to us, we'll come to them. And that too will be expanding, no doubt.
Tom, Izzy and Jane, thank you so much for joining us on the Shop Local show this Sunday morning. We hope the St Joseph's Food Bank will continue its wonderful work in the Colwyn Bay community, and we hope the Morrisons will continue to support you throughout 2021 and beyond. That's all from today's edition of the Shop Local show on Colwyn Community Radio. We will see you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. for another interesting interview with one of our local service providers. But for now, we hope you all have a beautiful Sunday.